Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Anna Glavinsky on TRE in the afternoon.
And as promised, we have a fantastic guest on the line joining us right now, talking all about Hopwood Hall. Hopwood Dupree has a very, very unusual story that dates back around 600 years. And he's going to tell us about how a knight on Ancestry.com changed his life, pretty much. Good afternoon, Hopwood. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Yeah, really good. Thanks. Delighted to have you here joining us this afternoon. Where are you calling from, actually?
I'm actually in the U.S., in Michigan right now.
Okay, so it might not be afternoon for you?
It is. It is 11:30. Still late morning.
Okay. We'll call that 11 Z's then. You have your cup of tea and your 11 Z's. But as I was just insinuating there, you do have a really crazy story. We're going to be talking about sort of the later steps of that story coming up. But for people who don't know, could you please just give us an introduction to Hopwood Hall and your connection to it?
Sure. Well, I grew up in the U.S. with the name Hopwood. I really didn't like the name as a kid. I used to get bullied for it. And my grandfather was also named Hopwood. So he used to always tell me these stories about a Hopwood castle in England. And I always just thought there were fairy tales or bedtime stories. I never really thought it was a real place. And then years later, I was on Ancestry and doing some research. And this is after he had passed away. And I came across this old black and white photograph of this amazing place. And I realized right then that had to be the place that he had always told me about. And that started my journey right there.
So I've never actually used Ancestry.com, but I know it's hugely popular. People around me are sort of drawing me into it a little bit. More and more. So how does it work? You sort of put in your name and you start getting pictures up of which could be related to you. Does it just guess that it could be related to you because you've got the same name?
Yeah, well, even with all the technology now, it's even more advanced. So yes, it will pop up and start giving you suggestions. And if you add your parents or grandparents, it'll start giving you way more information than you ever thought possible. Because most people don't really know their ancestry beyond their grandparents. But they have so many records that it will find those names and those birth dates and then give you suggestions. So you can build quite a tree there. Fairly quickly.
And you really could, you know, you could trace the story of this hall back way beyond the generation of just your grandfather. So we're talking about a few hundred years. So what did you discover?
Well, it dates back to 1420s, and the Hopwood family, it was originally a surname, and they had settled there probably even earlier than that. And we have records dating back to the 1200s that they were on that land. But the hall itself, Hopwood Hall, was built in the 1420s. And it's just a long history. It's, we're still making discoveries every day that we look into it and come across so much information. It's really exciting.
Yeah. And I mean, how do you, as somebody who grew up in the United States, wrap your head around the length of that history? Because, you know, the states hadn't even been formed by the time this castle was, or, you know, hall was there doing its thing, having its influence, having an impact.
Well, to think, our historic, I lived in Los Angeles for a long time, and our historic district in Los Angeles is 1920s. So that's 500 years later. And, I recently, a couple of years ago, went to a big event for a building, a house that was built in 1899. So that was considered old. So when you think we can roll back the clock to the 1400s and we could walk in and I could see these banisters where my ancestors went up and down the stairs and ran their hands and the doorknobs they used, it was really life-changing. I never experienced anything like that before.
And so you just packed a suitcase and hopped on a plane to go and see this hall. Is that how
well, initially, yes. Initially, it was just a visit out of curiosity. It was I was there for a day or two with my family. We just wanted to go see this place, this mythical place that we'd heard so many stories about. When we went there, we were so surprised at the condition because it was falling down. It had been abandoned. The last two heirs had both been killed in action in World War I. So it had fallen out of the family and it was regularly being attacked by vandals and thieves and just near collapse. They told me that if nothing was done in the next 5 to 10 years, that the building would be lost forever. So that's really when we thought, how can we get involved? What can we do from afar in the U.S. to try to help the rescue effort? And it was a number of years later, about 4 years later, where I realized that if I was really going to take this on, then I needed to pack my bags, get a UK visa and move over full time to England to spearhead this effort, because it's a big project. You know, sections were completely collapsing and it's not really something that you could spearhead without being there on site all the time.
And there's many facets to this project. Obviously, you're filming around it. You're restoring a hall, you're discovering your lineage, and there's also legal battles going on. How are you wading through everything that's happening?
Yeah, it's been a real challenge, but you know, these sort of stories have gone on for centuries, and that's one of the big things that we've learned is there's a long history of battles and things over these historic homes. So currently, we're going through a legal battle over it right now, over the ownership of it and trying to reestablish that. My vision has been to reopen it for the community and create it as a venue for events, community activities, arts, culture, and then also make it available for weddings and special occasions.
And, you know, obviously going through a legal battle, it can't be pleasant. But do you feel like maybe this is like you giving your dues as well, having to fight for something? Because this, your ancestors who lived there as well are also heavily involved in, let's say, battles, fights, things. Yeah. Things that are happening, it wasn't easy. It wasn't just handed over.
Yeah, they're actually in going through ancestry. We found that in 1855, there had been a battle over the ownership of Hopwood Hall. So when you look back at history, it's almost like history is repeating itself. And we had put myself and the community and heritage experts, many, many volunteers from the community had put in tens of thousands of hours. And I had personally invested in the saving the project and making it move forward. And then we were really surprised when the local council who had ownership of the building at that time decided that they indeed did not want to transfer the ownership of the hall. So that's what the legal battle is about. And it's been playing out in the media, you know, because it was such a surprise. We'd worked with them in partnership for 7 or 8 years. So then to have them decide that, no, in fact, they do want this building that had been abandoned and derelict and really they didn't know what to do with it. Once myself and the community came in, rolled up our sleeves and really started to rescue it, put all our energy into it, then it seems as though they've changed their mind and don't necessarily want to transfer the ownership. So it's a challenging situation, but we're working through it.
Because it's got a different value to them now. But we're talking about now the filming around all this. I mean, it's a juicy story. It's got human interest to it. You know, all its history and everything like that. Tell us a little bit about how they're framing the story around Hopwood Hall.
Well, I've been for many years since I started, I really had began a YouTube channel and had started filming all these videos about the restoration and renovation. And then was connected with Ancestry, and they seemed to love the story and how, you know, as a user, ended up finding this incredible journey that changed my life. And so we came together and collaborated on a series of 5 videos about the history of Hopwood Hall and bringing in other descendants of ancestors who once lived and worked there or helped build it and run the estate. And it's been just an incredible experience to meet all these different people that have been touched by this house that dates back over 500 years, and that their ancestors were there too. And it's pretty amazing to think that my ancestors and their ancestors would have been friends and would have walked the same halls. And so to meet these people has been really enlightening and just such an incredible experience to be part of it.
Of those sort of human stories, which are the ones you think will stay with you the most? Is there anything that's been particularly surprising or heartwarming or that really, you know, touched you a little bit more than all the rest?
Well, in our last episode that just came out on Ancestry, that was one of the biggest shocks, because it turns out that one of my ancestors had murdered the ancestor of this descendant who I met. And it was over a fight. This happened in the 1500s. So it's many years have passed, but it was very interesting to meet him and hear his side of the story and to share that. And then to come together as friends and work together and to know that these old battles that happened 500 years ago, that there's no reason that those have to continue on into modern day.
Wow. I hope you haven't given away a massive spoiler. Who done it? Oh, it was me. Sorry.
Right. But it's been incredible. I mean, we had, another local resident came forward, and his, similar to Downton Abbey, his ancestors had worked as staff at Hopwood Hall as the chauffeur, and his great, great grandmother worked in the laundry cottage, and his great aunt was one of the chambermaids. So to meet him and to see all the artifacts and documents that they had saved over their lifetimes and saved them in a box and given them to him was really incredible and just very touching to see the relationships that happened between my ancestors and his ancestors and how close these families were with their beloved staffs.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing for you to be able to discover, you know, your own heritage and your own story. What do viewers who aren't necessarily connected in the same way that you are to this hall, what would they get out of watching it? And what do you hope to convey to them?
Well, everybody has a past, a history of we all came from somewhere. And I think people would be really surprised to learn where they came from. And that's one of the things I love about it. I'm still discovering every day, and you never know where it's going to take you. And, especially on Ancestry, you can reach out and connect with other people. You might find a long lost cousin and create these new friendships. And that is one of the things that's been really exciting, to meet people that I never otherwise would have if I hadn't been researching my ancestry. And I hope other people get that as well. I just think it's such a valuable experience.
And so this is the second series and it's out on YouTube. What's it like working on, creating for YouTube itself as a platform?
I love YouTube as a platform because it allows you to get it out there immediately, connect with your audience, get feedback immediately. And having worked in Los Angeles for many years in the television and film industry, that always took so long. You know, you had to write a script and go through and get approvals. And, it might be a year or two before your product actually gets made and seen. And here we can do it all in the same day. So I absolutely love YouTube. I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah, the quick consuming. And so what's next? What's next for you before we wrap it all up?
Well, we're going to keep fighting on this legal battle. We hope to get back in the hall and continue our restoration and rescue work and hopefully be open to the public again and be able to offer tours, not only to the locals, but also from visitors near and far, people that just want to come and see what we've done to rescue this amazing old building.
Yeah, because that's the story within the story, isn't it? You've got, the whole backstory, and then you've got everything that you've been doing in today's age. It is absolutely fascinating. And if anybody's been captivated by this chat as I have, you can find the series on YouTube on ancestry.com. And our lovely guest we've been speaking to today is Hopwood Dupree. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon or this morning.
Thank you so much. Yeah, well, real pleasure to talk to you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.